This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so if you're running a B2B service business, you probably know the dream, right? Getting those qualified inbound leads just flowing predictably, driving real growth.
Mm-hmm.
You've likely done the work, invested in SEO, maybe content, perhaps even, you know, pretty costly Google ads.
Sure, the standard playbook.
Exactly. But you might still be hitting that same frustrating ceiling. Low conversion rates, budget maybe going down the drain faster than you'd like.
And that one big question that just seems to stall every single deal eventually.
Yes. And that's what we're really digging into today. It's the question your prospects are definitely asking, probably late at night staring at proposals.
Why you?
Yeah.
Right. Seriously, what makes your service fundamentally different, actually better than all the other options I'm looking at?
Precisely. So today's deep dive is all about this concept, the objection-proof marketing engine.
Yeah, and the core idea here, it's about transforming marketing, moving it away from just, you know, generating clicks or generic traffic, which can be expensive.
Very expensive.
And turning it into something smarter, a system that proactively answers that why us question everywhere your prospect might look online.
It sounds like moving from defense to offense almost.
That's a great way to put it. We're not just talking small tweaks here, like getting a slightly better click-through rate. The whole mission is, well, structural.
Structural, how so?
It's about making sure that by the time someone actually reaches your sales team, they're not just vaguely interested. They're already pretty much convinced.
Okay, so they're pre-qualified, maybe already trusting you a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to talk details, not basic.
Exactly. Ready to discuss closing the deal, not starting the persuasion process from scratch.
Okay, let's unpack that. Because I think before we talk about building this engine, we need to understand the cost of not doing it. What happens when marketing fails to answer why you up front?
Well, that burden, it doesn't just disappear, mm-hmm. right? It lands squarely on your sales team's shoulders. Think about it like this. Maybe your current marketing is like a pipe letting through loads of water, but it's unfiltered. The volume might seem okay, but the quality, low.
Mm-hmm.
And today's B2B buyers, they're sophisticated.
Mm.
They're weighing up your actual expertise. They're looking for proven value, real trust. If your marketing completely ignores that stuff,
then your sales team has to do all the heavy lifting, starting from zero every single time.
Precisely. They end up spending precious time just justifying why your company even deserves to be in the conversation instead of actually digging into the client's problems and, you know, solving them.
Right. And starting from zero, well, that has real measurable costs. The sources we looked at pinpoint four specific impacts. What are those big drains on resources?
Yeah, the first one is probably the most obvious. Longer sales cycles. It just takes more time.
Makes sense.
Every single objection, whether it's about price or how implementation works or what the ROI really looks like, if marketing hasn't touched it, it becomes a speed bump in the sales call.
Another delay.
And that time from the first hello to a signed contract just stretches.
Yeah.
And stretches, which, you know, impacts cash flow, increases the cost of just engaging with that prospect.
And I guess that longer cycle feeds directly into the second problem.
It does. Lower close rates. Think about it. If a prospect asks a technical question about integration, something that really should be clear on your website, and they have to wait, say, 3 days for an email response.
Doubts creep in.
Exactly. Doubts multiply. Any kind of lingering uncertainty, it's like poison to a deal. It pushes people towards competitors who maybe seem clearer, maybe simpler, or sometimes they just do nothing. Inertia wins.
Okay. Longer cycles, lower close rates. What's number three?
This one really hurts. Wasted sales time. You've got highly skilled, often highly paid sales professionals.
Your closers.
Yeah. And they're stuck acting like, well, educators. Answering the same basic questions over and over again. How does this work? Why are you different? They should be focused on the complex stuff, right? Tailoring solutions and negotiating terms.
Not running intro to us 101.
Precisely. And that dramatically cuts down their actual capacity for closing deals.
So long cycles, low conversions, talent wasted. It all has to lead to the bottom line impact, right?
Absolutely. The fourth impact is a brutally high cost per acquisition, or CPA, you end up paying a premium, a really high premium.
Just for the privilege of trying to convert someone who's already pretty skeptical.
Got it. It makes the whole marketing budget incredibly inefficient. If that engine isn't built to handle objections from the start, you're basically just paying to acquire confusion and doubt.
Okay, that paints a pretty clear picture of the problem. So if that's the damage, how do we start building this objection-proof engine? You said it's holistic, integrated.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And it starts way before you even think about launching an ad campaign or, you know, writing a blog post. It starts with analysis.
Right. Step one you mentioned was deep competitor and value proposition analysis. Now, we hear about USPs, unique selling propositions, all the time. But the sources suggest this needs to go, well, deeper.
Much deeper. It's almost like performing triage on potential doubt. So this rigorous analysis, it means two key things. First, yeah, identifying what genuinely makes you different and better. That's critical.
Okay.
But just as important, maybe even more so, is proactively identifying the common objections, the sticking points, even the unspoken fears that your ideal prospect brings to the table when they first start searching for a solution like yours.
Unspoken fears? Like what?
Like, is this going to be too complicated to implement? Or will my team actually use this? Or are these results they're promising actually achievable for a company like mine? It involves really scrutinizing competitors, mapping their claims against yours.
And maybe even just listing out all the tough questions prospects have actually asked your sales team over the past year.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
You need that raw list of doubts.
Okay, so that deep analysis then directly informs step two, which you called strategic keyword targeting. This sounds like where it gets technically interesting for, say, Google Ads or SEO.
It really does. Because we need to move beyond just targeting keywords based on what people search for, like the generic service name.
We need the why.
Precisely. We need to focus on the intent signal within the search query. We're looking for keywords that don't just indicate a problem, but also suggest an openness to considering a solution that's, well, different, more specialized.
Can you give an example?
Sure. So instead of just bidding on, say, CRM software, which is super broad and attracts everyone.
Right. High volume, low intent, maybe.
Potentially.
Yeah.
You might instead target a longer phrase like best CRM for integrating with legacy manufacturing ERP. That phrase signals complexity. It signals someone who's likely already looked at basic options and realized they need something more tailored.
I see. So the search itself tells you they're further down the consideration path and might value specialization.
Exactly. And then your ad copy has to change too. It stops being a generic billboard trying to get any click possible, often based on price.
It becomes a filter.
Yes. It acts as an immediate filter. If the search query signals a need for, say, high complexity integration support, your ad copy needs to instantly mention your specific expertise in that area, maybe your proprietary methodology for it.
So you're actively trying to discourage clicks from people looking for the simple, cheap option.
In a way, yes. You're filtering out the low-intent traffic that will just waste your sales team's time later. You want the click from the person who reads it and thinks, ah, these guys understand my specific complex problem.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Foundation is analysis and smart targeting. Where does this objection proofing really happen then? I'm guessing this is where content becomes crucial.
This is absolutely where the engine starts doing the heavy lifting. Your SEO efforts, your content strategy, they shift. They stop being just general information libraries.
And become proactive objection handlers.
Powerful preemptive objection handlers. That's the goal.
So how do we actually do that? How does a, say, a blog post transform from just informative to genuinely objection-proofing?
Okay, one key strategy is proactive Q&A.
Yeah.
You've got to stop, you know, shying away from the difficult questions.
Tackle them head on.
Head on. If you know pricing is often a speaking point, don't hide your pricing page or be vague. Maybe create a detailed white paper or article titled something like Understanding the True Cost. Why our service type delivers lower total cost of ownership despite higher upfront investment.
Reframe the objection.
Exactly. Directly address concerns people might have about, say, how long implementation takes, or the difficulty of integrating with their existing systems, or maybe the perceived risk of switching from their current provider. The aim is to answer that nagging skeptical question before they even get a chance to ask a sales rep.
And presumably the best way to back up those answers is with proof. Which leads to social proof, but you're saying this needs to be more than just a few happy quotes, right?
Oh, absolutely. Generic testimonials like Company X was great to work with, they just don't cut it anymore. They lack credibility.
Not objection proof.
Not at all. When we talk about leveraging case studies and testimonials in this context, we mean undeniable numbers-driven success stories.
Okay, numbers-driven. Like what?
So a weak testimonial is, they loved us. An objection-proof case study sounds more like, here's how we helped a mid-sized logistics company grappling with rising fuel costs, a common industry fear. reduce their average delivery time by 15%, and cut fuel expenditure by 8% within 6 months using our road optimization platform.
Wow. Okay. Specific problem, specific client type, specific measurable results, tied back to a known industry pain point.
That's it. It makes the proof concrete, relatable, and directly counters potential skepticism about whether your solution actually works in their world.
And that level of detailed proof, it needs a proper home on the website, doesn't it? You mentioned YS pages.
Yes. And critically, these are not just your standard About Us page with team photos and, you know, the company mission statement.
So what are they then?
They should be much more detailed, almost techno breakdowns in some cases. They need to clearly articulate your unique methodology, maybe the specific structure of your expert team or the step-by-step details of your proven process.
So you're showing the how, not just promising the what.
Precisely. This is where you unpack how you achieve those results you showcased in the case studies. If a common objection is that your solution seems too complex, your Why Us page should maybe include a really clear, easy-to-understand visual roadmap of your client onboarding process, showing how you manage that complexity for them, leaving no doubt about your capabilities.
Okay, this sounds really solid for people actively looking at the site, but what about the ones who, you know, visit, read a bit, maybe download something, but then vanish? How do we reinforce the message and tackle those lingering doubts they might still have?
Yes. That's the final crucial stage of the engine. And it involves rethinking how we typically use digital advertising, specifically retargeting. We call it retargeting for reinforcement.
So not just the usual, hey, remember us, come back, ads.
Exactly. That's standard brand recall. It has its place, but it's not objection proofing. An objection proof engine uses retargeting much more strategically. Think of it as running a personalized automated drip campaign, but using ads, specifically designed to overcome the doubts that prospect likely still holds.
Okay, give me the tactical view. Let's say I know my prospects often worry about implementation time, cost justification, and maybe integration complexity. How does my retargeting sequence look different?
It becomes targeted content delivery. So prospect A visits your pricing page, maybe spends time there but doesn't request a demo, they likely have cost concerns.
Right.
So ad sequence one for them doesn't just show your logo. It specifically serves them, say, a link to that case study highlighting long-term ROI directly countering the high upfront cost perception.
Okay.
Now, prospect B downloaded an introductory guide but never looked at your detailed Why Us or methodology page and might be worried about the how or if you can handle their specific technical needs.
So their ads are different.
Completely. Ad sequence two for them might highlight your team's specific industry certifications or showcase a short video explaining your streamlined implementation process. It directly addresses potential objections around complexity or vendor capability based on their specific behavior on your site.
Wow. Okay. So you're using the ad spend not just for visibility, but to actively anticipate and dismantle specific points of skepticism tailored to where they dropped off. That's pretty smart use of data.
It has to be. And look, none of this complex engine building matters if you can't actually prove it's working and delivering value. Which brings us to the absolute necessity of transparent and data-driven reporting.
Right. You have to show the results. And you're saying we need to move beyond vanity metrics like impressions or maybe even just raw clicks.
Definitely. Those don't tell the real story in B2B services.
Yeah.
What metrics truly demonstrate that this objection-proof engine is successful?
What should we be tracking?
We need to see tangible business results reflecting efficiency. So, yes, an increase in leads, but specifically qualified leads, maybe ones meeting BANT criteria, budget, authority, need, timeline.
Quality over quantity.
Always. Then, improved conversion rates throughout the funnel, not just at the top. A significantly lower cost per acquisition is a huge one.
Because the leads are better qualified and pre-sold.
Exactly. And crucially, an increased sales velocity. The time it takes for your sales team to actually close a deal should decrease because the lead arrives already informed, trusting, and ready for a serious conversation.
So this shift in reporting, tracking these metrics, that's what really confirms the transformation, right? You're not just reporting on marketing activity anymore.
You're reporting on the direct business impact. You're showing how marketing has become a reliable profit-driving machine, not just a cost center.
That makes perfect sense.
So just to kind of wrap up our deep dive here, the core idea is that by meticulously proactively addressing that fundamental why you question across every digital channel.
The website, the ads, the content.
All of it, you empower your sales team. You hand them leads who aren't just warm, they're informed. They already have a level of trust in your approach. They recognize your specific value. And that is when marketing stops being just a speculative expense.
And becomes that true engine driving predictable business growth.
Precisely.
Okay, so reflecting on all this, what does it mean for you listening right now? If anticipating and neutralizing doubt is really the heart of this whole engine, and you know your audience is smart, they've seen it all, maybe take a moment. What's the single most common, maybe even unspoken objection that prospects have in your specific industry? Think about it. And how could you start addressing that specific doubt tomorrow? Not with just another generic blog post, but maybe with a really compelling numbers-focused case study, or perhaps by building out a truly detailed why O is page that tackles it head-on. That analytical step, applying it right now, that could be the start of building your own objection-proof engine.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.